The next item is to get an update on the status of the concrete and glazing system rehabilitation methods studies. And Julie's here, and she was.
She's definitely around.
Okay, well, we may have to come back to that, but let me say that, Guy, you can report on at least that the concrete study work has gone forward, right?
Yeah, so in talking with Julie, and when she gets in here, she can clarify anything, but that samples have been taken from the domes. My understanding is that they are being analyzed currently at the lab.
I'm trying to remember her last report, that it would take maybe 3 weeks or so for a report to be prepared. So it sounds like we're on schedule compared in light of what we discussed at the last meeting in terms of getting a report on that. And I haven't heard anything about the glazing.
Yeah, Julie, why don't you need to speak to that?
Study. But we can return to that agenda item for more of a report when she appears.
Here she is.
Speaking of Julie, here she comes out. We reported that the concrete work examination.
They're still in the lab with the concrete samples, looking at that, and then we're working on the report this month. And that'll be it with the concrete. And actually, the condition of what they opened up several of the joints, the mortar joints where the plates are welded, and there was no real rusting or anything going on that was suspicious there. So it was actually good condition there. And the only spalling that they saw on the surface as they looked around was places where the steel had been too close to the surface in structures. So overall, they had a pretty positive aspect of that, but the actual carbonation test there still to be done to see how that goes. And then the glazing, mostly just spent by phone because we're still trying to get the contract underway and also I'm working on a passive review and the increase of the fund transfer as well for the second part of that, which would be probably start hopefully in September with the testing of whatever they're going to be looking at for a solution for that.
Which reminds me that Supervisor Harris informed me this morning that the Finance Committee approved the fund transfer for the remaining needs of Phase 3.
For the Arts Market contract.
For the Arts Market contract.
They also approved the passive review.
For the projects you just mentioned?
No, for the Arts Market. So it still has to go next week through the County Board, but it made it through Finance.
And I want to thank Supervisor Haas for moving that process through so expeditiously so that we're back on track in terms of being able to meet our contractual obligations to Arts and Market. Anything else to tell us about either of those studies?
Nope.
Any questions, any comments? Looks like we're moving ahead. I note that Dr. Brea is with us, just to make sure you don't get knocked out.
I apologize.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, you're trapped in the
I'm sorry. All good.
That's one of the problems with being here. Okay, the next item on the agenda is an update on the historic preservation review.